as she assures us is going to continue to do its important work in digital rights, defending those, as she put it at the beginning of the interview, defending those who have less power than the government agencies and the tech giants that are spying on them. And that's all of us. I mean, who has the power to take on a Facebook, a Google, an NSA, who knows who is spying on all of us? Those agencies and companies have the asymmetry of power, have the advantage of asymmetrical power over all of us. And so it's good that there are people like Cindy and there are organizations like the EFF out there that are working on our behalf. As I said earlier, if you'd like links to the EFF and Cindy and the book and some other things, you can find them all on the episode page, which is at the Tectonic website. That's tectonic.fm, T-E-C-H, tonic.fm. Just click the link for the Cindy Cohen Show. And I appreciated in reading this book, as I told her, all of the little details in the wisdom and the advice and the hard-won knowledge that she's getting and passing along to the readers along the way from these long cases, and that she's hearing from colleagues and mentors. And just that idea that we should celebrate every little victory along the way really resonated with me, because as I said, this show has been going on for a while, and the fight against digital surveillance has been going on much longer. And a key point, friends, we should just say it out loud, is that this fight is going to take a long time from here. I mean, it's been going on for years, but it could last a generation. It could last multiple generations. So those of us who consider ourselves in the resistance, as I do, and I would invite you to as well, maybe you already do, all of us in the resistance to digital surveillance have a long, long fight ahead of us. And so we cannot wait for the very end when the credits roll and show that we finally won the fight, which we will eventually, but we can't wait for that, because who knows, you know, really how long it's going to be and how many generations are going to pass. So in the meantime, whenever we have a small success, a small victory, we win along the way, even if it's a tiny little step forward, we should celebrate. And that's what I've tried to do recently. I don't know if you've noticed this, but in recent episodes, I've been trying to highlight some good news coming out of our tech dystopia. The court cases against Facebook and Google, for instance, in New Mexico and California, those were small but very important victories that we won against Facebook in both cases, and Google was a co-defendant in one of those cases. So I'm happy to celebrate the good news, and I will continue to do that. And I appreciate Cindy writing the book, sharing her wisdom, and allowing us to pass it along. And I hope you have found this enlightening and maybe a little bit hopeful. And that's about all the time I have today. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know exactly what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And to go out today, you know, I was thinking about John Perry Barlow, which, by the way, I meant to say that his Declaration of the Independence of Cyberspace, it's linked from the episode page, so you can go read it. It's short, but it's interesting. John Perry Barlow, in addition to writing that declaration and co-founding the EFF, he also was a lyricist for the Grateful Dead. And I believe the very first song that he served as lyricist on was Mexicali Blues. And so in honor of the late, great John Perry Barlow, I thought we could go out to that song. Hope you enjoy it, and really, have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
shine my feet. And it's 3 days ride from Bakersfield, and I don't know why I came. I guess I came to keep from paying dues. So instead I've got a bottle and a girl who's just 14 and a damn good case of the Mexicali blues. Yeah. Is there anything a man don't stand to lose? When the devil wants to take it all away, cherish well your thoughts, keep a tight grip on your booze, 'cause sticking and drinking are all I have today.
Opening our show as usual with the microdose of Yes, 5% for Nothing. I never give the information about that track. Figure most of you will know it by now, or you knew it already. 5% for Nothing, a Bill Bruford composition from the album Fragile. And I only actually learned the story behind that title kind of recently. It's kind of funny. It was a jab at their manager, the manager of the band Yes, who, in Bill Bruford's opinion, was being paid 5% for nothing. That's good. That's funny. Good one, Bill. My name is Dave Mandel. This show is called It's Complicated. I'm here every Monday evening at 7 p.m., bringing you an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music for your pleasure. We're going to start tonight's show with a Swedish group called Mosaic. That's Mosaic with a K. You're going to hear a track from a self-titled album originally released in 1982, I'm going to say, and reissued just recently, just late last year, I think, on the Musea label, Musea, which I mentioned from time to time. Musea is a French label. Well, it used to be a real physical, in-the-flesh label. Now it's also, they also have a presence on Bandcamp, a large presence on Bandcamp, and it's a really good label. They do a lot of reissues of great French prog records, but also a lot of newer stuff as well. So you should check them out. I say Musea, Musea. So this is something that they reissued. Again, a group called Mosaic with a K, 1982. I'd say kind of some kind of cross between Yes and fusion. This is Mosaic. Watch out for those sudden endings. Music there from the group Mosaic. It's Mosaic with a K. Again, they were a Swedish group, and we heard a track from a self-titled album released in 1982 originally, reissued not long ago, last year, I believe, on the Musea label out of France. You can find that on Bandcamp. I'm going to play something now that is, first of all, it's longish. That shouldn't matter, I don't think. But it's definitely, would not call it prog, but it is prog adjacent. So, you know, I'm completely within my rights here. But it does meet the complicated criterion of the show, sometimes criterion of the show. I'm going to play something from Julius Hemphill. Julius Hemphill is a composer and a sax player, saxophonist. I had a friendly debate with a friend of mine last week about the pronunciation. I usually say saxophonist. I'll sometimes say saxophonist. I actually think saxophonist is more correct, but it sounds kind of, so I don't usually say it, but I say it sometimes, like just now. Saxophonist Julius Hemphill, who probably is best known as a member of the World Saxophone Quartet, the leader, I believe, of the World Saxophone Quartet, died tragically pretty young, died in his 50s, I think, in the late 90s. In the late 90 years, in his late 50s age, you know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to play a track from a record that he self-released, a record from 1972. I would say, in my opinion, kind of surprising to have this kind of thing on a jazz album in 1972. This is from originally appeared on an album that he self-released. It was a small edition, like a few hundred copies released on his own label. And it's a track called Doggone AD, and it is in, I must tell you, it's in 11/8 time. It's very cool. And and it's long. It's how long? It's almost 15 minutes. And check out the meter, the rhythm, 11/8, which is like, well, I'm going to just do a little detour here for a second. I mentioned last week that I saw the group Stickmen a couple of weeks ago in Manhattan. And for one song, for one piece, Pat Mastelotto, the drummer, God bless him, came out. I didn't know if he was serious or not. He was serious. He was basically trying to explain to the audience how to count the rhythm in the piece they were about to do. It was a really complicated thing. And he, you know, I give him credit for giving the audience credit, but it's not an easy thing. I should have like recorded it. He actually spent a few minutes describing, okay, the piece goes 1 2 3, 1 2 1 2, 1 2 3, 1 2 1 2, 1 2, 1 2 1 2 3 1 2. It was longer than that, and he expected everyone in the audience to absorb that and clap along. And I thought, this guy's crazy. Like, I couldn't follow it. I was with my friend Chris, another deep prog old friend of mine, and we couldn't even follow what he was talking about. And he somehow thought the whole audience was gonna absorb this and gonna clap along to this piece that was in 75/16 time. Pat Mastelotto, sorry, man. Anyway, on that note, this piece by Julius Hemphill is not that complicated, not as complicated as that. It's in 11/8, so it's like 4-4-3, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3, makes 11. Easy, right? Count it if you feel like it. But here we go, Julius Hemphill.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Did you all count along? Hey, hand in your papers now. Don't look at your neighbor's paper. All right. So that was Julius Hemphill, of course, again. And the title track from, I think it was an EP. I think there were only maybe four songs on the record. I don't have the physical record here with me. Doggone AD, released in 1972 and reissued at least once, maybe even more than once since then. And, of course, in glorious 11/8 time. We're going to hear, I was just ranting, not ranting, I was talking, I was discussing the French label Musea, and what the heck, let me play another thing on the Musea label. I'm going to play something, this is also a reissue. Not all their releases are reissues, although probably most of them are. I'm going to play something from a French group called Wapasu, God knows if that's the correct pronunciation. I've never actually heard their name said out loud. Wapassou. This is going to be a track from an album released in 1974, reissued just recently, maybe just last year sometime, I think. And this is a great group, you'll hear it, a big, grand piece of work. We're going to hear a track from a self-titled album by that group. It's called Rien, which means nothing. Ha ha ha. It literally means nothing. And this is another longish track, but I think that's okay. This is the group Wapasu. Thank you.
Et après, 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 rien.
How great is that? It's the French group Wapassou, W-A-P-A-S-S-O-U, a track from their self-titled album, released in 1974 and reissued on, yes, the Musea label, I think late last year, late 2025 is when that was reissued. And I have a few things, a few station-related announcements for you. First of all, if you would like a copy of our newest issue, the current issue of LCD, I'm going to tell you right now how to get one. LCD is WFMU's program guide magazine, and it's quite a magazine. It's a really thick, lush, packed thing with tons of great articles and art and other stuff, as well as the FMU schedule and that kind of station business. The latest copy, latest issue of LCD has a theme, which is the song. So all the articles in it are about songs one way or another. If you'd like a copy, if you'd like your very own copy of the current issue of LCD, this is what you do. Go to the website iwantmylcd.com, iwantmylcd.com, and order a copy there. Or you can also email lcd@wfmu.org. If you want to know more, I think you can also get a copy of it that way. lcd@wfmu.org. I also wanted to tell you, there's a bunch of fill-ins coming up. The rest of the night, the Monday night, is going to be unrecognizable to you. But we have I'm excited to tell you that there's some really great old FMU stalwarts going to be doing fill-ins this very evening. So following me tonight will be Sue Braun. How great is that? Sue Braun filling in for Amanda, doing Amanda's show out here in the field, filling in for Daniel Blumen directly after that. That's 9 p.m. to midnight tonight. Jason Siegel, also a longtime and missed WFMU DJ, hasn't been doing a show recently, so I'm really excited to hear that Jason will be in for Daniel tonight. Following Jason, filling in for DJ Time Traveler, will be Jack Peterson, and that's tonight, Monday night, Tuesday morning, midnight to 3 a.m. Lots of other fill-ins coming up this week. Too many for me to list right now. I'll list a couple of them here. Sheila B. is going to be filling in for Mona this Friday, April 17th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Sheila also has been off the air recently, off from her regular show, that is, recently, and really always exciting to have Sheila doing a fill-in. So, again, she'll be filling in for Mona this Friday, the 17th, 3 to 6 p.m., and Laura Cantrell, someone also who's badly missed from the FMU schedule. She'll be here this Saturday filling in for Rex's show, Fool's Paradise, this Saturday, the 18th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Laura Cantrell, always great to hear Laura on these airwaves. All right, then. We're going to hear some music. How are we doing on the clock here? 7:44. Okay, we've got some time. Not much, but we have time for this piece and maybe one or two others. I'm going to play something from an Italian group, a little change of pace here from that delicate Satie-esque thing we just heard. This is an Italian group called Masera de Sera. Sorry, brutal mispronunciation there. This is going to be a track from an album. They're from Genoa, Italy, and this is going to be a track from an album released, I think, in 2020, and this is what it sounds like. We'll be right back.
imbecillità nell'impero di mediocrità. Sei troppo drogato per capire che tu sei soltanto un fantoccio nelle mani dei correi. Il cerchio è oltre il senso, non potrai guidarlo mai. Ti guarderà negli occhi mentre siamo affogherai. We'll be right back.
know, this track will fit exactly to the end of the show, but I need to talk over it a bit because I need to talk a little bit. We're listening to music from the group Cleft. They are a duo from Manchester. A track called Buffet Remorse. Whoa there, guys. Come on, man. And before that, we heard something from the Italian group La Maschera di Cera. Probably a slightly better pronunciation than what I gave you on the other side of the set. The cover of their album has a great fake Roger, I assume it's fake, Roger Dean, you know, the guy who did all the Yes covers, imitation Roger Dean lettering. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Have a great week. See you next time. Up next, Sue Braun, wow, filling in for Amanda. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
For procurement managers, Grainger is the go-to partner that helps keep your healthcare facilities ready for patients. Because there's no time to manage orders and deliveries from multiple suppliers, Grainger offers everything in...
Thank you.